pollock bee season is currently underway, and as usual, fishermen are hoping that the schools are big and close by. The season opened on Friday, and the allocation has been set at 740,000 metric tons, a 250,000 metric ton boost over last year. Scott Bingen fishes for Unicy aboard the Starlight. He says that members of the fleet were initially surprised by the large increase in the total allowable catch after a few years of poor fishing. But ultimately, A season exceeded expectations, and the fleet is optimistic about this B season.
I think, you know, the opinion amongst the shoreside fleet was that the, you know, that's a pretty huge increase in quota. I think there was, you know, a bit of concern that maybe they upped the quota too high too fast. A season turned out to be pretty good, so we're hoping that the science was good and that maybe B season there'll be a lot more fish around as well.
The fleet isn't just hoping that pollock will be plentiful. They're also hoping to avoid taking long trips at great distances, especially with the cost of fuel being high.
As far as the shoreside fleet's concerned, I think we're all hoping this summer we get to fish closer to town like we were able to do during the A season.
Sylvia Edifa is a co-op manager for the Unalaska Fleet Cooperative, which fishes for Alyeska Seafoods. She thinks that's likely, since pollock are once again showing up in the eastern Bering Sea after a five-odd-year dry spell.
We've seen changes in the Bering Sea, returning more towards normal, more feed out on the grounds, more indication of an ecosystem that is making a turn in the cycle. And as a result, we certainly expect better fishing and fish to be distributed a little bit differently than it has been.
Right now, the dockside price for pollock is expected to be around 12 cents a pound. Demand for the fish has declined in part because the Japanese market for surimi was negatively impacted by March's tsunami. Edifa says that vessels are particularly looking to harvest moderately sized fish that weigh just a bit under a kilogram.
The fish size comes in at a 4 to 6 ounce fillet, then everybody will make a little bit more money than they think they're going to make the preseason on their projections. But if the fish size comes in where fish is very large or smaller in the 600 gram range, then what will end up is that the price of fish will be lower. And, of course, in B season, the price of fish is lower than it is in A season because you don't have so much of a row component to the final price.
Salmon bycatch continues to be a concern for the pollock fleet. Pollock harvesters have previously taken heat over Chinook bycatch, and this A season bycatch was lower, with just over 7,000 Chinook salmon taken. But Edifa says that the focus this summer will be on avoiding chum salmon bycatch, since it's more difficult to predict where chum schools will be located and how big they will be.
We've been very concerned about bycatch from the get-go. And unfortunately, it's really tough to tell when you're catching, you know, when you're catching salmon. We put a lot of effort in on both behavior changes in where and how we fish and gear modification to allow escapement of king salmon. My fleet specifically has really put more effort into it than any other fleet. And of course, part of what they have to put up with is that I am a salmon fisherman, so I ride them a little harder than most.
The total allowable catch for the year is at 1.25 million metric tons, and 40% of that amount was harvested during the A season this spring. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.